Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie James. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gene Oliver. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Washburn. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ray Washburn. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Larry Burrott. Batting second. The catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting third. The right fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. And now, play ball. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Neal fields it and throws to 1st for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Neal fields it and throws to 2nd for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Burrott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Coleman moves to 2nd. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman strikes out. One out. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to 1st for the out. Two outs. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Neal fields it and throws to 1st for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it, throws to 2nd for 1, and over to 1st, double play. Two outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Washburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burrait scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Washburn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Burrait is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrait is 0-for-1 in the game. Burrait hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Groat hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into right field. Crane Pool picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Crane Pool. White moves to second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-1 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. White moves to third. Boyer moves to second. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0-for-1 in the game. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier is hit by the pitch. Ray Washburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Jackson. Javier moves to second. Ray Washburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Washburn bunts towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Javier moves to third. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 2 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Javier scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Washburn, and towards Grote, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. Moran hits a line drive into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boyer moves to second. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. James hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brautite is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brautite is 0 for 2 in the game. Brautite strikes out. Two outs. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Washburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Washburn bunts towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Javier moves to second. two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool is called out on strikes. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0 for 2 in the game. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Groat hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness fields the ball and throws to Jackson covering. Safe. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Boyer moves to second. Two outs. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. James hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neil juggles the ball. That's an error on Neil. Boyer moves to third. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes James. The throw from Coleman and he is safe. James steals second. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boyer scores. James moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harkness takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 2 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 2 in the game. Moran strikes out. Two outs. Marv Thronberry pinch hits for Al Jackson. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tracy Stallard now pitching. Ray Washburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Washburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Flood hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Coleman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Flood. The throw from Coleman and he is safe. Flood steals second. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Groat strikes out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Flood scores. It's 4-0, Cardinals. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Stallard. White moves to second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cliff Cook pinch hits for Larry Burrott. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 4, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.